B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
We're going to start with one of the most home run Bizarre File stories I've ever read from the weekend. Kathy, you're going to love this.
Okay.
Right. An El Paso woman is seeking legal damages as well as mental health support after she woke up in the middle of the night to blood dripping from her ceiling and splattered throughout her room. This story only gets worse as it goes along. Man. Anna Cardenas woke up around 4 a.m. after she felt something dripping on her body. She assumed it was raining outside and thought that a leak had sprung from the apartment above hers. But when Cardenas turned her light on to investigate, to her horror, her entire bedroom was sprayed with blood, and she had blood on her bed as well as her body. Cardenas had left the fan on in her bedroom, the ceiling fan.
And it was dispersing it?
As the blood seeped from the apartment above hers, the fan sprayed her entire bedroom with blood, ruining the mattress, her clothes, her furniture.
Jesus was it a murder?
I'll get to the details. Cardenas called 911 and the stench became so unbearable she ran out of her apartment and waited for police to arrive outside.
Preston, did any get it in her mouth?
They didn't indicate that. I don't think so.
Could you just add that line?
Guillermo Terrazas, who is Cardenas' older brother, drove from Arizona to help assist her and said that she's traumatized. He said it was so ugly and awful. She thought that she was in a bad dream, but it was real. Once police arrived at Cardenas' apartment, they went to the apartment above hers to investigate what was causing the leak, but officers knocked on the door. Nobody answered. Police resorted to breaking down the door, and unfortunately, they found the tenant of the apartment deceased inside. His decomposing body was lying right above Cardenas' bedroom.
So he was rotting through the floor.
He was rotting.
It was raining.
He had been dead for several days, and they said his fluids leaked through the floor, through her ceiling, into the fan, and all over the room.
It's raining, Ed.
Yep.
Hallelujah, it's raining, Ed.
So
at that point, just bury me with the guy.
Just blow up the building and with you in it. Just sit there.
Terrazas said his sister had only ever exchanged pleasantries with her upstairs neighbor, but did not know his name, and neither did the neighbors. Hazmat crews were called to the scene, and unfortunately for Cardenas, any of her belongings that were sprayed with blood had to be disposed of, leaving her with basically nothing after this.
Well, imagine that you've gotten to the point where your decomposition has rendered you a liquid. That's horrific.
Cardenas is seeking to recoup her losses and has asked the apartment management to compensate her, but according to Terrazas, management is no longer responding to her calls. Nah. In the meantime, a family member has set up a GoFundMe account to help Cardenas recover all of the items that she lost. She's also sought medical treatment as she's unsure if the blood that made contact with her body contained any pathogens.
How would you know?
Her brother said that she is seeking counseling since the incident because it's traumatized her. She's actively searching for a new apartment as the management only paid for a few days' stay at a local hotel.
That's a nightmare.
The family is in contact with a lawyer and plans to file a lawsuit against the apartment management. So, wow, man.
My main concern would be what you just said, that you have blood that has, you know, who knows what diseases you could have gotten through that.
Who knows? All right. Moving on to some other stories. A woman was shocked, literally, when a storm blew through her town in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Two bolts of lightning hit the couple's home and shocked a woman through her laptop, which she was using to teach an online class. After the incident, the couple found holes in their roof and their back deck caught on fire. However, firefighters were on the scene quickly to help. According to a spokesperson, she was very, very minorly injured. She refused any treatment at the scene, but as you can imagine, was pretty scared and shook up.
You know how they made her feel better? They told her the first story you just told us.
The lightning strike traveled through the home's electrical current, through the power cords, and the house, causing the woman to be shocked. The National Weather Service claims that there are three main ways that lightning can enter a structure, either by a direct strike, through wires or pipes that extend outside the structure, or through the ground. It's recommended that during a lightning storm, individuals stay off corded phones and electrical equipment like computers or TVs. The National Weather Service also said it's It isn't uncommon for lightning to strike in the same place twice. It said that lightning often strikes the same place repeatedly, especially if it's a tall, pointy, isolated object.
We've been lied to.
We have been lied to. Now, sticking with lightning for a moment, lightning is believed to have killed a herd of 18 wild Asiatic elephants in remote northeastern India. Dude, 18 of them taken out.
Wow.
The elephants, including five calves, were found dead during rains in the protected Khandali Forest Reserve. The forest guard reached the remote area Thursday and found 14 elephants dead atop a hill and four at its bottom. Preliminary reports by veterinarians say the elephants were struck by lightning, but autopsies were being done to ascertain the exact cause of death. The reserve is in Assam's state Nagona district, and Assam is home to an estimated 6,000 or more wild Asiatic elephants who constantly come out of the forest in search of food.
At the moment they were hit, it must have sounded like a Maynard Ferguson concert, President, with the trumpeting, because, I mean, 18 of them getting nailed at once?
Exactly.
Jesus.
All right, here's another doozy for you. Hand sanitizer and a lit cigarette don't mix well, especially inside a car. A driver suffered non-life-threatening first and second-degree burns on his hands and inner thighs after his car burst into flames caused by the bad combination. This happened in Maryland.
It's alcohol.
Fire and rescue said the embers from the man's cigarette lit a handful of hand sanitizer. The car quickly caught on fire in the middle of the parking lot. The male driver was able to escape as flames engulfed his vehicle, turning it into a metal skeleton. Paramedics transported the man to a hospital where he is expected to recover. And then one last story. I have all these stories that kind of are similar. We have the lightning one, and then we have the fire and car one. Here's the second one. A South Carolina woman found herself on fire after rolling a Pontiac G6 during a short police chase. The hoard of gasoline in the back seat exploded, setting the car and its driver alight. Actually, I think it was in the trunk. The deputies attempted to pull over a 2007 Pontiac G6 after noticing the plates mounted on her car were apparently stolen. The driver, 28-year-old South Carolina woman, hit the gas. Instead, she lost control, flipped the car before the officer could even make the radio call. And the car reportedly immediately caught on fire, and the police claimed to have heard multiple explosions from inside the Pontiac. The driver exited the car while on fire, and the officer pushed her to the ground in an effort to put her out. She was transported to the hospital, but not before identifying the cause of why her car was exploding. Her trunk was filled with hoarded gasoline. The fire from several containers of fuel, as police claim, burned through the whole car. Her condition has not been released at this time.
Yeah, I fear we're going to hear more stories like that.
Yeah, we've heard a few of them already. Yeah. There's going to be more.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
You remember this, a 9-month-old Bengal tiger?
Yeah.
That had been missing for days in Houston. They found it on Saturday.
Yay!
And it was transferred to the appropriate authorities. Houston Police Commander Ron Borza identified Gia Cuevas and her husband Victor Hugo Cuevas as the owners of the tiger during a Saturday night press conference. The tiger appears to be in good health, Borza said. Animal control officials in Houston will be delivering the tiger to an animal sanctuary. Gia Cuevas turned in the tiger to authorities, said Borza, adding that she is not facing any charges at this time. Borza didn't say how the couple obtained the tiger. It is, of course, illegal to house a tiger in Houston.
It's 175 pounds, that thing.
Massive. So I don't know what they're going to do about it. We'll see. I love this story. A man is accused of stealing 14 cases of beer. According to the police, a man had loaded up his cart with 14 cases of beer at a Kroger store. Police said he then attempted to return it, stating his wife bought the wrong beer.
14 cases and it didn't occur to him?
Well, no, he stole it.
Oh.
And he came back and attempted to return it, that his wife had bought the wrong beer. So he
went
back
a brilliant plan.
To the same store that he stole it from. She bought the wrong damn bear.
She stole, bought.
Police say Kroger employees tried to confirm the man's story, but said the man became angry.
Damn it!
And he left the store with the beer. Kroger employees reviewed the surveillance footage from the theft and called police, and they are now looking for this guy.
Genius.
Yep. This is messed up. A woman in her 50s was killed in an industrial accident at a mattress manufacturing plant in Utah. The 911 came in and first responders were dispatched to the Purple Mattress Factory. Police were told the woman was standing by a machine and got pulled in and caught in moving parts.
Oh, man.
She was already deceased by the time first responders were able to extricate her. She was, she killed her right away. Her body was taken by the office to the Utah Medical Examiner, which will investigate her death. There's video of what happened.
Of her getting pulled into the machine?
Yeah, which will be examined as part of the investigation.
How did it exactly... Was she wearing loose fabric or...
That's what the investigation's going to cover. They said it didn't seem... It seemed like an accident.
Yeah.
Purple is shut down manufacturing at the plant pending an investigation. So that's messed up. Here's another industrial thing. Everything's coming in twos here today. Two workers were killed in an Oklahoma dam explosion Thursday night. This is wild. The bodies of the contractors were recovered from Kerr Dam Friday morning. The two men had been trapped since 6 p.m. Since the explosion.
Jeez.
One contractor who was with the men at the time of the blast was able to get out. Contractors were about 80 feet down from the top of the dam. They were doing routine core sample drilling when they were trapped. They were in an inspection gallery when the explosion happened. The blast did not compromise the structure of the dam, but the core sample drilling into the bedrock below the dam was described as part of a routine dam safety program. There may have been a pocket of natural methane gas.
That's what I was thinking. Wow. Yeah. And you there'd be no way to know, really. Or you'd find out too late.
The cause of the explosion has not been determined as of yet. Yeah, wow. Jake, an 8-month-old Labrador retriever, came perilously close to becoming an alligator's lunch when he was dragged into a pond in Holiday, Florida on Tuesday. The puppy entered into a terrifying death roll with the reptile, which was estimated to be 7 to 9 feet long. But Jake's owner, Mike McCoy, dived into the water and wrestled with the alligator to save the day. He said, "I got around, thumbed him in the eye, picked him out of the water so he couldn't get anywhere, and he let the dog go."
Good for him, man. Not on my watch.
The alligator bit McCoy.
Alligator bit my hand.
McCoy and Jake both needed stitches, but weren't seriously injured.
You son of a bitch. Give me back my puppy.
McCoy said that his pup is on the mend at this point. A sheriff's deputy... Here's another. All right, no. So here's the second animal story in a row. I'm telling you, these are
amazing. This all by happenstance. You didn't plan this out.
A sheriff's deputy had to deploy a taser on his own canine officer after it bit a cow while on a burglary call, but the agitated cow ended up kicking the deputy.
Wow, this is like a Keystone Comedy thing.
Totally, this chain of events is weird.
He tasers the dog for biting a cow who kicks him.
Yes. So it was his own dog. He had to tase it because it was attacking the cow.
It's like the Three Stooges.
Deputies responded to a report of a burglary in process. The first deputy on scene secured the location with his canine and waited on additional officers to assist with entering the residence. A cow nearby distracted the dog, and the dog subsequently bit the cow. In an attempt to protect the cow from injuries, the deputy tased the dog. The dog was taken into leash control and returned to the deputy's vehicle. Reacting to the dog, the cow kicked the deputy and the property owner.
Jeez.
The injuries were determined to be minor. And then to top it all off, the original burglary call ended up to be unfounded as well. So, like, nothing was going on.
So it was all an utter coincidence. It was
And there it is. And I tell you what, we're going to wrap it up right there, my
friends.
And that is what we have in the Bizarre File for you this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.